Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. When it comes to life changes, these are two big ones. Going solo after being in a relationship for a really long time and leaving the place you're from to move somewhere new. My guest today has been through both. His name is Tim Baker. He recently released his first solo album after more than a decade of playing with his friends in the really beloved Canadian band Hey Rosetta. And he moved from his home on the East Coast island of Newfoundland to the sprawling major metropolis of Toronto. Tim came out the other side with a solo album called Forever Overhead that captures complex feelings in a big-hearted way. I think he's such a special songwriter and performer, and I'm really glad he stopped by the World Cafe. He started us off with a live rendition of his song, All Hands. Live at World Cafe, that is Tim Baker performing All Hands from his debut solo album called Forever Overhead. Tim, I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Tilly. I'm very happy to be here.
Good. Well, that song, I guess, exemplifies the reason why I wanted to bring you on the show. I feel like we have not heard a lot of uplifting music as of late, and the build that you come to in that song and the feelings that you evoke and sort of like the good vibes that you carry with that tune and with the video are what I really wanted people to hear. So I'm particularly happy to have you here.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure thing. So tell me, what's the secret? Like, I think one of your superpowers as a songwriter is creating a build like that where you almost don't notice that it's happening and then it sneaks up on you. Is there a secret that you can impart about doing that?
I don't know about that. I mean, most of them, it's mostly just emotional, I think, really. And then, that's an interesting song. It's interesting that you call that song hopeful and positive, because it didn't start that way, really. I mean, it's a song about being homesick and being away from your people and your place and your past. And I wrote it having just moved to Toronto from Newfoundland, feeling all those feelings. And so this just felt like a thing that I kept banging into, this idea that there was this place that was totally central to who I was, and that I felt like I would sort of be going back there in life or in death. Like, I would end up going back there and end up going back to where I sort of began.
Yeah. No matter what's the line, no matter where I'm going, I'll always end up where I've been.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like two ways to look at that. And one is like, oh man, I can't escape where I come from. And the other is, this is so beautiful. I get to carry this with me.
Yeah.
Wherever I go.
And I love that. I love it when a sad thing becomes like simultaneously the happy thing as well. Yeah.
So for people who have never been to Newfoundland, how would you describe the place that you're from?
I mean, Newfoundland is the most easterly province in Canada. It's an island in the North Atlantic. It's very rocky and wet and foggy. And culturally, it's like very charming, quite Irish. A lot of Irish immigrants, and the accent's still sort of like half Irish in its lilt, sort of. I don't have much of one anymore. And music is a huge thing there. It's a place that's sort of hard scrabble, you know, like fisheries. You can't really grow much food there. The weather's not very good. The economy's never particularly strong. And so people use music as a way of coming together and just celebrating and blowing off steam. It's a great place to work inside. You know?
And the expression "all hands" that song borrows its title from. What does that mean?
I never know what's a term that everybody uses and what's a term that only we use, because there's so many turns of phrase and expressions and things from Newfoundland. That is a thing. I mean, that's just a term for everybody. So you say that, I guess most people know the term like all hands on deck.
Right.
But that, we use that like daily, you know, like, are all hands coming down tonight, or all hands here yet? You know, what are all hands doing tonight? You know, just meaning everybody, yeah.
Yeah. The next song that you're going to play for us, Strange River, also has an air of going home on it, I guess. I think there's a bit of homesickness in this song, too.
Yeah.
Is there?
Well, it could be pretty vague, but it's not always that easy to follow what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So that song grew out of moving to Toronto, absolutely.
Okay.
When I first moved to Toronto, I moved from my home in St. John's, which anywhere in St. John's is like a, you know, 5-minute drive from the woods and the ocean. And moved into a condominium downtown Toronto, which was so different. All I could see all around me was just gray other condominiums and concrete, and there was nothing not man-made for like 360 degrees. I don't know. I just felt like it was wrong. Like it felt wrong, especially just coming straight from Newfoundland. So that song is kind of about just, yeah, wanting to get back home, but also back to like our collective past and do the things that our bodies were built to do, like run around. And there's, I mean, it's about having sex quite a bit as like a gateway into, you know, the truest physical expression of your body. Yeah, just a way to get out of the condo for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear you play. This is Strange River, all Tim right. Baker.
Strange River. Thank you.
Strange River live here at World Cafe. That's Tim Baker and his band with amazing harmonies. Your harmonies are so beautiful, and the people you have singing them are really
clever.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They are clever.
Oh, they're clever. These guys, yeah.
Real clever. why did you call your debut solo album Forever Overhead?
It's partly because I have sort of dreamt of doing the solo thing for a long time. I had a lot of songs that never really made it onto any Hey Rosetta record, and I wanted them to see the light of day. And so I always thought this will be a thing. I mean, you do a lot of daydreaming when you're in the back of a van, you know, week four on a tour, and you think about how you're wasting your potential.
No, really?
And you think, if I was home, I could be writing and I could be putting these songs out. And so you do a lot of dreaming about various projects you could do. And this has always been one that I've been thinking about. So Forever Overhead, it's sort of like this idea, this project has always been just hovering over me, you know, driving along in the van, just always in the offing, just above me, out of reach. But it's also a reference to a David Foster Wallace short story called Forever Overhead, which I read a year or two ago, and it just spoke to me. It was like describing my exact situation, sort of metaphorically. It's a story about a boy turning 13. It's like his 13th birthday, and they're at a public pool, and he decides he's going to jump off the high diving board for the first time. Is frozen at the end, sort of too scared to jump, and the guy behind him's like, "Hey, kid, are you gonna jump or what?" And it kind of ends like that. I mean, much more beautifully than that, but that's essentially how it ends. And I read this story, and Hey Rosetta was just turning 13, and I was just about to embark on this scary leap of faith, you know, with my family, you know, getting further and further away as I climbed up, and it felt like it was just telling my story a bit, and I really enjoy the title for a number of reasons. So yeah, that's why I call it that.
Yeah. So let's talk about that diving board moment, I guess, where you've like climbed up there. And for people who might not know, so Hey Rosetta was the band that you fronted and wrote for 12 years. Mm-hmm. It's a really long time. And when you guys decided to go on a hiatus, you played a sold out, I think, 10,000 seat arena show at home. Is that right?
I would say like 5,000.
5,000?
Yeah.
We got some misinformation out there on the internet. Kids, don't believe everything you read on the internet. It was a super sold out giant show.
I've seen this quote, actually.
Right? That
about.
You know
I think,
I got it from?
Well,
yeah.
I think it was all, we did like five shows, three in Toronto and then two in St. John's.
Oh,
I
so think they all added of them all together.
I think our manager added them all together. But anyway.
Clever manager.
Yeah.
Needless to say, you were really well loved, and people gathered to sort of celebrate, I guess, the end of something or a hiatus for something. And I would imagine that when you're making a decision, like, first of all, why did you make the decision? Why did you decide to go on hiatus?
Truthfully, our bass player Josh sort of made a decision to leave. 12 years is a long time to be touring out of Newfoundland, which is like, you know, 3 days' drive to anywhere to start the tour. We were a seven-piece band and on the road all the time and bringing home very little money. And, he's married and it's understandable. We were just looking down the barrel of like our fifth album and wondering, not surprisingly, he was like, "I don't think I have another one in me, man." Live my life and be at home and feel good in my body and sleep and eat, you know. I don't want to editorialize his reasons. He just, you know, and he just said, I don't think I can do it anymore. And that was fine. Our guitar player, basically Adam, made the same decision as well, and I just felt like, the fire had sort of gone out a little bit. I couldn't really see my way to making another record without those two guys. Those two guys, they're like the three of us are the ones that sort of started it back in 2005, and Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it, to be honest with you.
It feels fitting now to hear you play the only song that you're going to play for us by yourself at the keys, and it's a song called 18th Hole. Is that okay?
I'll do what I can.
Okay.
There she is, aloft in a long white dress, belonging with someone else. I should have never left. Get me out of this and into the south side hills, where I can be calm and still. Something I never feel. And your so-called friends, they never understand. They want you to chill out, man. Something you never can. And your only hope is to make like you want a smoke and just fade into the 18th hole. Don't even go back for your coat. And you know your uncle will be out here golfing, saying, "What have we here?" Yeah, cracking his jokes. Maybe he'll give you a beer. Maybe you'll drive you home, or you turn on your phone. And there she is, coming through a late night text, wondering about her friend. I should have never left.
So that's Tim Baker live with 18th Hole here at World Cafe. That song is crushing. Like, it is heavy. It's so beautiful.
It's a hard one to do every night, actually. I don't have a hard time coming out of it, sort of coming to. I find it strange that I open my eyes after doing this song and there's a bunch of people looking at me.
Sure, sure. It's such a deep. Is that a personal experience to you, or a combination?
It's a combination of things, but yeah. I still feel it very, very. very keenly, yeah.
Yeah. Tim, thank you so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's been great. See you next time.
All right.
Tim Baker, my friends. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. His debut solo album is called Forever Overhead. Thanks so much to Tim for coming in to play for us. If you ever get the chance, he puts on such a great show too, so go see him live. Thanks to our senior producer, Kimberly Junod, for all of her work on that session. I'm Talia Schlanger, and you're listening to The World Cafe from NPR.